This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
As we look outside at the dark clouds, we think of how we can get away and into the sun, Kate, with the holidays. I'm always thinking holidays.
Are you, mate?
Yeah. And, you know, what I want to ask this morning, how social is your partner when you go on holidays with them? There's a viral video that's gone crazy. Couple in Jamaica, and he's on a sunbed on the beach. She's having a great time reading his book. His wife comes back. She's met a couple in the ocean, and she's decided to invite them to dinner that night.
Oh, no.
So she then starts filming his reaction after this happens.
All I did was make some friends in the ocean, and Joel is so...
Make friends with random people, and then we're going to have dinner with them.
Joel wants to change what restaurant we're going to go eat at to avoid Ken and Connie. And then we have to spend the next 6 days.
Who the f*** is Ken and Connie?
Joel, are you excited to be social tonight? I don't really feel like making new friends now. What are you going to say to your new friend, Ken?
I'm going to apologize for my wife being such a social butterfly, but we're not having dinner with you.
I get that.
Yeah, I would hate... That's one of my worst nightmares.
BJ's, she loves... Paul Barr loves nothing more than meeting a mum from Gosford and going, yeah, you guys go into that restaurant, we'll meet you there.
Oh, no. Look, there's a different... You can swim up to the bar and enjoy a mocktail with somebody that you've only just met, but you don't need to then continue on with them.
Oh,
I don't think they then become part of your holiday. I think that screams happy relationship.
Well, hang on a minute. I was Alicia and I went to Fiji. We were Lika Lika Lagoon Resort.
Oh, that's nice.
And it was a great holiday. But I reckon it was the second night where she had been chatting with a couple because she'd seen them going back and forth to the buffet a couple of times, and then said, "Why don't you join us at the table?" met this lovely lady, Irene, and I think Steve is her partner. Hey, you guys come and sit with us.
Don't get me wrong.
I don't want to talk to them.
I don't mind having a chat at a 13, 24, 10. How social is your partner? What have you had to do whilst you're on holidays? Anyone that gets on the show, you go in the running for 10K a day, mate. And I don't mind having a conversation with anyone at a pool bar. That's great. But don't make plans. We're only here for four or 5 days. I want to spend it with you, honey.
Yeah, or with no one. If it's not you, it's with no one. It's with my book. I actually think, and this might be controversial, but I think there are some couples, and maybe 13, 24, 10, if you've been partnered with someone like this before, where you go on holidays and your partner just wants to find someone to drink with.
Well, that's why we take the nanny. Because Lisa doesn't drink a lot.
Oh, and you drink with the nanny?
Yeah.
Well, isn't the nanny meant to look after the children?
Yeah, but I'm paying the nanny.
So I say, to drink with you?
Aperol spritz.
But you do that with everyone, basically. You just, like, you know, ply them with drinks so they're your friend.
Can't you get babysitting services at the hotel?
Yeah,
it's a very expensive exercise.
They can't help you on the plane and stuff.
So do they get their own room, the nanny?
No, they'll often share with a kid. They'll be in a
Oh, my God, I thought you were about to say share with me. I actually thought that was about to roll off your tongue. But I do think some people like to go, how many holidays have you been on?
This I need someone to drink with.
No, and then you go to bed and your partner goes out with people they've met at the bar.
Do you know what we ended up, Kate? In Fiji, we ended up doing a bushwalk with Irene and Steve.
Well, see, we went...
The next day.
We went to Vietnam. Right, we went to an island in Vietnam called Phu Quoc.
What?
And it was amazing, right? It's a tiny little island. Get off at this tiny little airport, Kate. You have to drive 40 minutes down to the resort that we were staying at.
What?
In the middle of nowhere. We're staying sort of in this little hut that's near the beach, and I could hear... And I said to the woman at reception, I go, oh, there's a fair bit of commotion going on out there. She said, yeah, there's a wedding. So we went down to our hut, and then we walked down to the beach, and this wedding, and they're all going off. And I thought, this is amazing. Frizy!
Oh, no.
It was an Australian wedding. For the next hour, I was having a few beers with the guys down there at the bar because they were getting ready for the wedding.
Oh, you and just couldn't drag yourself away.
Well, I looked back. I was the one that was being social, and BJ was not too happy that we'd just arrived at the resort.
Similar to when you were spotted in the red light district in Amsterdam. Kate in Box Hill, hello.
Hi.
What happened to you, Kate? Are you the social one?
Yes.
I think we both are a little bit, but definitely me more so than my husband.
How far do you go? What's your story?
Well, we met a couple while we were holidaying in Fiji. And then when they came to Australia, we flew to Cairns to catch up with them. And then when we were in Europe, they're from Germany, we met up with them in Salzburg.
Wow. So.
That's different because you've made lifelong friends,
friends
really.
For life.
Yeah.
Not just,
we have.
You know.
A summer or a spring.
That's buddies.
A good effort.
Mm. Jackie in Penrith, how social is your partner?
Well, we were on our honeymoon 30 years ago and up in Queensland, Gold Coast. And my husband met a guy that he knew. He actually knew him, but he said, "Oh, why don't you come and join us when we go over to Daydream Island?"
Oh.
And next minute, there they are in the resort that we've got our honeymoon at.
He didn't move in, did he, Jack?
Well, no, we stayed together, so we're still together after 30 years, wow. After they split up after two.
Oh, there you go, Jack. There's a win for you.
Oh, my God.
Keep your calls coming.
Nettie in Rose Bay, your husband. Oh, your husband, Nettie.
Tell us.
Yes. Well, we're both pretty social, but often we'll go out, and this one particular time, it was a birthday of his, and I decided to take us to Beach Bite. And it's a beautiful three-course meal. And we did the overnight stay. I thought I'd have a lie down and have a siesta.
Mm.
And then I woke up about 2-3 in the morning and my partner's not there.
Are you kidding?
He's still out there having a good old time for his birthday with all the staff and some other people that were staying overnight.
I love that so much.
What's his name, Nettie? Dob him in.
Mark.
Good on you, Mark.
That is so good. Did you go and join him or did you go back to sleep, Nettie?
No, I did join him.
Good girl. Well done.
Good effort.
Well done. Shannon in Sutherland, what happened on your holiday, Shan?
We're going out for dinner and we were just having a nice little dinner and my partner's the biggest introvert, doesn't like people very much.
Yeah.
He had one too many and then invited everyone back to our apartment.
You're kidding.
For
what?
For kick-ons.
For kick-ons.
Oh, my God. What time did it wrap up, Shannon?
5 a.m.
Yeah, and then,
Shannon!
And then he wakes up the next day and he's sober again. He doesn't want to talk to anybody, but now he's made all these new friends.
That
Shannon,
is gold.
Thank you.
Aaron in Sutherland, you had any... Tell us about your partner, Aaron.
On our honeymoon... we went to four different locations, and in every location that we went to, he made new friends. So we spent half of our honeymoon having dinners with strangers and lunches and breakfast.
And how do you feel about that, Erin?
I knew who I married. So
you're still with him, are you, Erin?
I've procreated with him, so I've just made little mini
friendlies.
Wowee.
Okay, his name? Dob him in, Aaron.
His name's Don.
Don. But see, that's what we love about Australians, because you're always like, hey, you can have a quick little beer with each other down at the pool bar. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
when you're locking
you can
in.
If it's that.
Yeah, it's a bit of an issue with the pool bar.
If it's a session, it's a session and then it all turns to rubbish.
When they're like, hey, honey, I've locked us in for an hour snorkeling with Dave and Jenny over there.
I do that. You can't talk when you're snorkeling. You can hide away under a reef somewhere.
You've got to talk to them on the boat.
Oh, you got the hour out there and the hour back. Oh, did you see any fish? Yeah, God, that stripy one was cool.
Tom was getting to know. When you got married over in France, you were getting to know some of the people that were on holiday around you, Tom, didn't you?
Well, there were two girls in particular, Tom.
Yes, in a bathtub beside where we were getting married as a distraction during my wedding, Kate.
There was an open window.
Yeah, two
girls making out in the hot tub.
Yes.
And Tom was there and he looked very excited about the wedding day.
Well, Tom couldn't say I do quick enough.
I will. You're all in the running for today's 10K a day in May.
Absolute filth.
Don't put facts in the story.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.